Well, with us now, Paul Painter, General Manager at Yummy Apples in the Hawke's Bay, along with Stephen Darling, the head of Darling Fruits in Central Otago, and also Michael Franks, Chief Executive of Kiwi Fruit Company Sika. Kia ora.
Good morning to you.
Michael, if I can start with you. What does this mean? How many workers short for the season are you, and how big is this going to plug the gap?
Look, we normally would have around 3,500 seasonal workers. We would get 1,500 or thereabouts from our local workforce. We would have 800 backpackers working in the front door at any one of our pack houses or orchards, and we would have 1,200 RSEs. So we've currently got about 190 RSEs still with us. So, you know, we're around 1,000 short at the moment. Anything, you know, our labour shortage coming up in harvest is going to be acute. Anything that takes that acute pressure off is appreciated, but, you know, probably 2,000 is not enough.
What are you going to do?
Well, we are working with MSD and Ngāti Hini in the north. We're working with Arawa in the Bay of Plenty to put in place onboarding programs to try and transition New Zealanders into work. We're going to give you a 10-day program set up where displaced workers in New Zealand can go through and get inducted, get a forklift driver training, a certificate, health and safety, and get really onboarded and ready for work in the horticultural sector to try and do everything we can do to get enough New Zealanders to transition. But simply, you know, it's going to be tight.
Paul, if I can come to you, General Manager at Yummy Apples, what does this tell us? Does it say that you need to raise the living wage to be the regular wage you pay people here?
I don't think so. I don't think money's ever an issue. I mean, for us, the 2210 for RSE workers is a comfortable bar to jump, and I would think that they would normally make that. I would have made that last year, and some, because they're very skilled, very fit, very productive workers. So that's a hurdle that shouldn't be any problem to jump at all. But there is an element of productivity, and increasingly, when we get tight for workers, we're employing a lot of people with either really bottom of the barrel stuff. People that are struggling, sometimes through no fault of their own, they've had injuries or they're dealing with mental health issues or whatever. So we have a lot of people who are not so productive, and we really welcome them. But those are the ones we end up topping up to the minimum wage, because they might pick two bins of apples a day and the average RSE worker's picking five.
So are you saying that paying that is going to be too high for perhaps some workers in the country, some New Zealanders who might think that they can come and spend a few months picking fruit, but you're going to pay them less than the RSE workers?
Well, I think that the average sort of fit, young, capable New Zealander won't out-pick an RSE worker who's out of experience, but they should be able to make 2210 without any problems. But when you get desperate for labour, you keep employing people that in the old days we would have tried to coach them for a week or two to get them up to standard, and if they weren't able to deliver on productivity, we probably would have, you know, sent them down the road, think this is not for you, and tried to find somebody else. But when you're desperate, you'll take anybody. So our oldest picker this year so far that was signed up is 73, and we certainly have some people. We actually once employed a one-armed apple picker. So we're happy to employ all sorts of people and try to work with them, but some people, often through no fault of their own, aren't capable of being productive, nowhere near the level of an RSE worker.
So, Stephen, if I can come to you now, what's this going to do to your bottom lines in terms of paying the living wage and paying for isolation and during isolation?
Well, it certainly dries up the cost of those people who are a key part of our workforce. But we've got a slightly different situation in Central Otago, in that we don't have a population centre nearby to make up the majority of the people we need. A large part of the workforce that comes to Central Otago have been the backpackers. And as it's been well publicised, we're sort of somewhere around 40,000 to 50,000 people short compared to last year. We've got increasing crop volumes, and we simply don't have people. So the incentivising, we're working really hard with MSD to find anyone that wants to work here at all. There's some awesome people in MSD in Otago, and they're doing a great job, but there's simply not enough. And the 2,000 the government announced approval for to come in today is certainly a very welcome start. But we really need the reopening of the complete RSE scheme. We need the whole lot to come in. We've got huge pressure from the lack of the backpackers that have all gone home. So there's enough incentive on the New Zealand industry to find every possible New Zealander that we can employ already. We don't need the RSC scheme limited to just 2,000 people. We need them all. We need the 14,500 the government promised us last year that they would allow to come in. Without it, we can't operate businesses with a totally new and inexperienced set of staff. It's just unfair on those people to expect that to happen.
So what do you anticipate happening this season?
Well, growers that I've talked with recently around in our region, in Canterbury and Nelson, they're already making decisions about which parts of their crop they're not going to harvest. And every box of apples that doesn't get picked is a lost opportunity for New Zealand. So people are going to will end up triaging their crop. And I, of course, see a reduction in the harvest volume as a result of our current labour shortage.
And will that then also, coupled with these higher costs for workers coming in on the orchards, is that going to mean that the prices for cherries, for apricots, is going to go up?
It's inevitably going to put price pressure on. I mean, you can't avoid the link between... You know, wages is our biggest single cost input to our businesses. But our industry is export focused. We're driving our production, our investment to produce export crops, and our income is driven by the export returns. They're not driven by our cost structure. So if our cost structure goes up, we become less competitive in the international market.
Appreciate your time, all of you. We were speaking there to Stephen Darling, the head of Darling Fruits in Central Otago. Also with us, Paul Painter from Yummy Apples in Hawke's Bay and Michael Franks, chief executive of Seeker, the Kiwi Fruit Company.